This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A spate of fires and explosions has turned Russian-annexed Crimea from a secure base for the further invasion of Ukraine into the latest flashpoint. It highlights Moscow's challenges ahead in a war that is nearing the half-year mark. British Defense Intelligence said Wednesday that Russian commanders will highly likely be increasingly concerned with the apparent deterioration in security across Crimea. As life in the Russian-occupied town of Kherson proves to be increasingly restrictive, more and more residents are fleeing to other parts of Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Kherson was the first city to fall after Russia's February invasion of Ukraine. At first, many residents took to the streets to protest the occupation, shouting, "Kherson is Ukraine." Kherson resident Vladimir Zhdanov said the resistance was strong until the Russians started to crack down on them. Then people started leaving. Activists who were somewhere in the city center, they went to protest for quite a long time. My friends went out every day until April. There were fewer and fewer of them. Then the Russians dispersed them and fired both noise and gas projectiles. Zhdanov said the change in his town forced him to flee to Kyiv. You lived your life, built some relationships, in one moment everything is turned upside down. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. So for us, it's like being under a hood, and it's very painful. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says his government has no plans to pursue its own nuclear deterrent in the face of growing North Korean nuclear weapons capabilities, even as the North fired two suspected cruise missiles toward the sea in the latest display of an expanding arsenal. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's fiercest Republican adversary in Congress has lost the GOP primary in her state. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney has lost to Harriet Hageman, a rival backed by the former president. Cheney says she could have easily won had she gone along with Trump's lie about the 2020 election.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect. And I well understood the potential political consequences of abiding by my duty.
Cheney says her work is far from over, and she's been looking ahead to a political future that could include a 2024 presidential run. I'm Donna Warder.
Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence says Republicans should not be lashing out at the FBI.
Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
Court papers released Friday show the FBI recovered documents labeled top secret from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, which led to attacks on the FBI across the country. Pence made his remarks at a politics and eggs event in New Hampshire. U.S. President Joe Biden signed Democrats' long landmark climate change and health care plan into law Tuesday, delivering what he's called the final piece of his pared-down domestic agenda as he aims to boost his party's standing with voters less than 3 months before the midterm elections. Planned Parenthood plans to spend a record $50 million in November's midterm elections. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The nation's leading reproductive health care provider and abortion rights advocacy organization is pouring money into contests where access to abortion will be on the ballot. The effort comes months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the landmark case that created a constitutional right to have an abortion. It also breaks the group's previous $45 million spending record set in 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
Health officials are warning people who are infected with monkeypox to stay away from household pets, since the animals could be at risk of catching the virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has had the advice in place as monkeypox spreads in the U.S. And recapping our top story, a spate of fires and explosions has turned Russian-annexed Crimea from a secure base for the further invasion of Ukraine into the latest flashpoint. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.